Taste and see the goodness of the Lord. Taste and see the goodness of the Lord. My friends, we continue our series of gospel readings for several weeks from the sixth chapter of St. John, where it's kind of his meditation on Holy Eucharist, on the Holy Mass, and on Holy Communion. And we can take that opportunity by the teaching in the Scriptures to taste and see the goodness, the love, the care that the Lord has for us in giving us the Holy Eucharist. First of all, it's prefigured in many ways in the Old Testament readings that we're seeing. This week we see Elijah, who, if you look back in the book of Kings, the passage we're talking about, Elijah has just had his great contest in a way with the prophets of the false god Baal, and he's humiliated the false god, and he's actually killed all their prophets, and he thinks, well, this is finally when I'm going to have some success. This is finally when I'm going to restore worship of Yahweh to Israel. But then he finds himself persecuted by the queen and his life being threatened. And now he's praying to God. He's frustrated, depressed, frightened, close to despair. And he tells the Lord, why don't you just take my life? This has all been a failure. In a way, maybe we can see what Elijah felt at the time. Maybe we've had those times where we thought that all the efforts that we've made, everything that we've tried, has apparently led to failure. Maybe on behalf of the church these days, we can feel that way. I think we all have heard about another round of scandal in the church, and we can all be justly angered and frustrated and confused about it with, you know, the former cardinal in Washington, the crimes that he was guilty of, and whoever might have known about it and kept quiet about what he was doing. It's very just that we're frustrated about what's been going on. But let's remember that our faith does not depend on the failures of those who have been called to lead us. Our faith is not in people. Our faith is in Jesus Christ. And what he gives us in the Eucharist, the faithfulness that he asks of us, is what is finally going to heal the church. So please do pray for your priests and bishops. Pray for seminarians. Pray for all of those who've been hurt and scandalized by things in the church. And be faithful and joyful in spite of everything because of the glory that we believe in. So Elijah, he's ready to quit, right? But the angel wakes him up and says, eat. And then he eats and goes to sleep again, and the angel wakes him up again and says, eat, because you're going on a journey. One old-fashioned title for the Eucharist is the Robur ad Punium. Punium? I don't know if I'm pronouncing my Latin correctly, but it means strength for the fight. Yes, the struggles of this life will be too great for us unless we nourish ourselves with spiritual food. And that spiritual food comes in many forms, in the form of prayer, in the form of the Scriptures, in the form of the sacraments and the good works. Especially the source and summit of our life as Christians is the Holy Eucharist. And so Jesus, he is explaining the meaning of the Eucharist. He's performed the miracle of multiplying the loaves and the fishes. And then he's tried to express to the people that that's just a sign of the real food that I want to give you. Moses gave the people manna in the desert, and they ate it and they died. But this food leads to eternal life. And so if we prepare ourselves with faith, with repentance for any sins that we're aware of, with prayer and with the appropriate fasting for the Eucharist, then it can have that great effect in our lives, and it can turn us more and more into the image of Jesus who gave his life for us. We can look at the words of St. Paul in a way as expressing the effect that the Eucharist should have in our lives, where he says, "Do away with bitterness and anger. Be kind, compassionate." The Eucharist should start to turn us into the image of Christ himself. Be forgiving as God has forgiven you. Christ loved us and handed himself over for us as a sacrificial offering to God for a fragrant aroma. And so today let us give thanks again for the gift of the Eucharist, for that strength to carry on the struggles of life and finally come into the glory of the Lord. I encourage you to spend some time with the scriptures this week. Maybe think about, well, what's my daily practice of prayer? Can I spare 20 minutes a day for either the rosary or scripture? Make a little visit to Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament. Coming up after the students return, Monday through Friday, there's going to be exposition. It's going to be at 8:30 to 9:30 in the morning, and then a few other times throughout the week. But that's a wonderful time to come and adore the Lord in the Eucharist. Or if you can't come at those times, he's present in the tabernacle, and, you know, it strengthens our faith that he really is among us. And so, as we prepare to receive him in the Eucharist, let us stir up that faith, hope, and charity that we may have strength to continue the battles of life. Amen.